السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب, أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you this beautiful Monday morning. May Allah Ta'ala grant you afiyat and good health. Mufti Saab, the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم مولانا سليم كريم. جزاك الله خيرا to our technicians, brother Junaid Khan and brother Zakaria. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 4th of Zulqa'dah, 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 34, Surah Sabah, and verses 24, 25 and 26. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala uses the word Qul in various places here. In today's lesson, we will use it thrice, and tomorrow's lesson, we will use it again. So we see that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us Qul. Qul means you say, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you announce it and pronounce it. Qul, say Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. مَنْ يَرْزُقُكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, that who is the one who will sustain you, nourish you, provide for you from the heavens and from the earth. The rain, who can give us rain? Nobody can give us rain. وَالْأَرْضِ, and that is from the skies. وَالْأَرْضِ, all the vegetation, all the fruit, all the harvest, the crops, the food. Who will give us all that? So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala alone and one and only exclusively was, is, will always be the Khaliq, the creator of the entire universe, and the Razzaq, the sustainer, nourisher, provider for the entire universe. قُلْ إِلَّهِ, then answer. So that's the second time already the word قُلْ is used. So say, He Almighty Allah alone is the sustainer, nourisher, provider, and nobody else. Remember that our shop, our job, our farm, whatever it is just sababe zahiri, the superficial means. But the real sustainer, nourisher, provider is Him Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So Almighty Allah is posing a question to them, a rhetorical question. وَإِنَّا أَوْ إِيَّاكُمْ لَعَلَىٰ هُدًى أَوْ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. So indeed we, the royal pronoun, Almighty Allah, stamping His majesty, authority and sovereignty. أَوْ إِيَّاكُمْ, or you, your deities, your semi-gods, demigods, لَعَلَىٰ هُدًى, who is on the right path? So who is showing you the right path? Only Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Therefore, in every rakat of every salat, we beg, we petition Almighty Allah, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. Show us, guide us, lead us to the straight path. And remember every unit of every prayer that we beg Almighty Allah for guidance. O fi dhalalin mubin, and who is in the path that is totally astray, that totally astray, leading themselves astray and others astray. So all those who worship somebody, something else with Almighty Allah, they reject the oneness and uniqueness of Almighty Allah. Whatever ism it is beside Islam, all are batil and also falsehood. And remember, inna deena indallahi al-Islam. Inna Deen al Maqboola. It means the only religion accepted by Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala is Islam, and everything else is rejected. Inna al Batila kana zahuqa, and it will fall and must perish, and it will be a failure, as you can see in today's world. So yeah, the first lesson, only Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala is the Khaliq, Creator, and the only one worthy of worship. And third, the only Razak, Sustainer, Nourisher and Provider. Now this lesson is very important. Every one of us is responsible for our own deeds and our own actions. Qul. So this is the third place already in today's lesson. Qul has come. La tus'aluna. You will not be questioned, you people. Amma ajramna, of the sins we have committed. The sins I commit, you will not be questioned. And wala nus'alu, and we the Muslims will not be questioned. Amma ta'malun, of what you are doing. So no non-Muslim can come in Europe or America or Africa or anywhere else and say that no, you Muslims are to blame that my father, mother became a non-Muslim, or he or she will end up in Jahannam and the hellfire. Today many people say and make these statements that just emotional talk and so forth. Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala has made it very, very clear for Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and for the Ummah, for me and you, the international global followers. Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala states, وَلَا تُسْأَلُ أَنْ أَصْحَابِ الْجَحِيمِ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ مُصْطَفَى صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. You will not be questioned at all regarding the companions and the people and inmates of the fire of Jahannam. Chapter 2, verse 119. So you will not be questioned. You did your function, you fulfilled your duty and your minister, your mission and so forth. So therefore, we need to be very clear on that issue. Yes, we have sadness, that is a different issue. But to be questioned, interrogated, that will not happen. وَلَا نُسْأَلُ أَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ, and we will not be questioned, the Muslims, أَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ, of what you are doing. And you non-Muslims will not be questioned regarding our sins and so forth. So every person, every community, society will be responsible for their own deeds and own actions. We don't use the blame game. وَكُلُّهُمْ آتِيهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَرْدًا, and every person will come tomorrow on the day of judgment, justice in the court of Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala, individually. Personal responsibility. To think that we can give some fairy tale excuses and so forth and get away, that is just an illusion and a delusion and will not happen. So we need to be very, very clear and go and read Surah Maryam chapter number 19, and Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala mentions it explicitly, clearly. وَكُلُّهُمْ آتِيهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَرْدًا. Chapter 19, verse 95. Everyone will come individually. قُلْ, this is now the fourth time already it is used. That it will continue tomorrow also the fifth time. So remember, you, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, announce and pronounce to them publicly, يَجْمَعُ بَيْنَنَا رَبُّنَا, Almighty Allah will gather and assemble all of us on the day of justice. ثُمَّ, thereafter, subsequently, يَفْتَحُ بَيْنَنَا بِالْحَقِّ, then after that will be D-Day. He, Almighty Allah, will pass the verdict decisively, بِالْحَقِّ, with truth and justice. Today the courts, the judges can make a mistake. You have appeal court and this court. You have, magistrates court and then high court, supreme court, apex court, constitutional court. So 101 things you had, but Allah is one court. Subhanallah. He transcends every weakness, every defect, every mistake. But Allah, there is no mistake. Everything is more perfect than the word perfect. So that day alone, he will pass the decisive verdict. Why? وَهُوَ الْفَتَّاحُ الْعَلِيمُ. Ya Fattahu, Ya Allah, your decision is final. Jalal, and you are the Fattah. Remove all the impediments, obstacles, Ya Allah, and He's Al-Aleem, all-knowing, His knowledge all-embracing, all-encompassing. So may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in this world pass the verdict in our favor, and the decision in the year after also in our favor. Bifadlillahi wa rahmatihi wa judihi wa karamihi, we enter into Jannat al-Firdaus, and Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasanata wa qina adhab an-nar. Chapter 2 and verse 201. O Allah, grant us goodness here in this world and goodness in the year after, and save us, O Almighty Allah, from the punishment of the fire. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Today, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, is 4th of Zulqadah, GG, Gaza Genocide, Day 220. Before I go ahead with this, I must apologize on behalf of Markaz Sahaba. Friday morning already, the radio went off. The online, that is the, you know, live streaming, that with Allah's help, Allah's mercy, is working. But the radio is off for 3 days now, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Please make dua that we ourselves are so worried. Allah, Jalla Wala's fadl, mercy, grace, that everything gets fixed up. Our technicians will work, inshallah, inshallah, today. Again, so you know, weekend is another problem. So make dua, Allah Jalla Wala alleviate all the problems, and inshallah we can be broadcasting on all fronts, inshallah al-Aziz. Allah alone is the one we ask assistance for. Wallahu al-musta'an, and Almighty Allah make it easy. Allahumma la sahla illa ma ja'altahu sahla. Ya Allah, there is none to make our difficulties easy but you. Wa anta taj'alul hazna idha shi, and you alone, Ya Allah, remove all this worry, sorry, and so forth, and make all our tasks easy, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. One Israeli soldier killed in Gaza and dispatched straight to Jahannam and the hellfire. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. We're very happy and proud about it. According to Hamas, more than 35,000 people have been murdered and martyred and killed in Gaza. And remember, majority of them are babies, children, women and men who are civilians. And this the world media has also accepted. The Qassam Brigade is finishing Israel up, remember, in Rafah and in different parts of Gaza. It's only their aerial power that way they can defeat the Palestinians. On the ground, they cannot defeat them. They're catching a good hiding, alhamdulillah. And remember that yesterday they had what they call a memorial day for their soldiers that have fallen, but they're not telling you how many. Our estimate is 6,000-7,000 soldiers of Israel have fracked and have died and dispatched straight to Jahannam and the hellfire. Obviously, they will downplay it. You know, Israel, the apartheid, rogue, terrorist, Nazi regime, Hitler's children, was established on the 14th of May 1948, and the first country to recognize it was Israel, to recognize Israel was America. So this year, 14th May, they will be celebrating 76 years. So that is, you must remember, tomorrow, Tuesday. So huge preparation, but they all are in a somber mood because they're losing. They lost already in the international arena, and they humiliated, disgraced globally and internationally. So remember that 20 dead after Ukraine strikes Russia. So remember, big blow to Russia, that is. So normally Russia is running there, you must remember, victorious in 80% of the places and so forth. More than 50 soldiers were injured in Israel, there in Gaza and surroundings in the past weekend. Obviously, they try and sabotage all that and camouflage it, but we have our own sources, and I sent it out to you last night. So, alhamdulillah, the more they freak, the more injured they get. We're very happy about it. And psychologically, remember, millions of Israeli, not thousands, millions of them are negatively impacted. exhausted, they can't sleep, they're so worried about their children and their future and so forth. I told you, Jutlas, Jews, Zionists, call yourself whatever you want to, pack up and move out while you can. We're coming to take over the whole of Israel. Occupied Palestine and historic Palestine will come back to us, inshallah. Shabbaz Sharif, the Prime Minister of Pakistan, all crooks and thugs there running the show, is very angry, you must remember, with the people of Kashmir in Pakistan. Why are they protesting, demonstrating? So they're demonstrating, protesting, because everything is so high, the cost of living, electricity has increased, petrol prices increased, they can't afford it, and you, the politicians, are looting the country. So therefore, they are so upset, and they must overthrow you. That's what they need to do, and bring in Imran back into power. He is the person who won the elections, you all know that. Russia takes more and more land and territory in Ukraine, and they are victorious, and America, Europe, NATO can do nothing about it. Israel humiliated at the Eurovision in Sweden, and they thought it would be a walk in the park, and when they saw thousands and thousands of people protesting, Viva, Viva Palestina, from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. They got a shock of their life. When I was a young boy, wherever South Africa, the Burkis and the whites would go, there would be demonstrations and protests, and so many things would get cancelled. I'm seeing the replay and repeat of it now with Israel. Your time is up. Jutlas, your time is up. In my lifetime, inshallah, there will be Zawalu Israel. They asked King Faisal al-Shahid, who was martyred there in 1975. I saw Faisal there by the Baytullah in 1974, alhamdulillah. So you must remember, he was killed by the agents of America and so forth, and martyred in 75. When they asked him, what is your tamanna, what is your first hope and aspiration, he said, Zawalu Israel. So I echo these sentiments and use these same words. Israel must fall and must be removed from the map totally. So that is what we say as well. So totally humiliated. The king of Denmark waving the flag of Palestine. Remember when the march was passing his palace and so forth. So the whole Scandinavian countries, Norway, Denmark and Sweden, all pro-Palestinian, alhamdulillah. Listen to this story, you Zionists and so forth. I sent it out on all my media, whether it's the ex-Twitter account or whether it is Telegram or whether all the groups last night. CNN leaks a report of Israel's torture and persecution of the Palestinians and what they did. They handcuffed them, and remember that they keep them in one position, and thereafter they even amputate their limbs and so forth and so on, remove their organs, and this is going on. And don't come tell me this is hasbara and propaganda, please. You know Israel is guilty of war crimes from not now, from day one. And because before 48 also, in 45, 46, 47, you had the gangs there, the Haganah gang, the Irgun gang, and you must remember the Stern gang, and your Marks and Spencer there in London and UK, they were also involved. Yesterday the news broke, you must remember that. You should wake up, Muslims, and go read your history. Brazil, the rain and floods continue, minimum 140 people dead, and they don't know what to do, because most of the areas there, and you must remember, you know this Portuguese term, Brazil terms are difficult for us, Rio, not the Janeiro, Rio, some other day, difficult for me to pronounce, minimum 140 dead. Putin fires his defense minister and replaces him with an economist. He says that now we have to wake up. But that was his great confidant. He'll put him in another place. Can you believe this? Now the rats are jumping the sinking ship. You know in English what they say, the rats are jumping the sinking ship. So Israel, America are sinking. So Egypt, the Harami, Pharaoh, Sisi, he is another Zionist and a Jew. His mother is a Jewess. So Egypt jumps ship and joins South Africa in their application against Israel for genocide at the ICJ. So they are hedging their bets, if you know what is economics and so forth and so on. But it's too late, Pharaoh. The whole world knows that you are guilty of war crimes and you are the servant of America and Israel. No BJP candidate in Kashmir. Can you believe that? So you must remember BJP, Modi and company, they say they're running the largest democracy in the world. But Kashmir, administered by India, there's not a single BJP candidate there, because they know they raped more than 10,000 Muslim women. They know how many murders took place. They know how many mosques they demolished and closed and so forth. So they are humiliated, disgraced. The Gaza border sirens went off many times. Yesterday alone, 5 times it went on. The Jutlas will live in fear, and always they will be punished till the day of justice. The Quran says so. لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. Allah Jalla Wala will continuously punish them till the day of judgment, whether it's Muslim, whether it's non-Muslim, whether it's atheist, or whether it's Hitler. Alhamdulillah, always somebody will be punishing them. Another article I found very interesting in the Haaretz, the Israelis who took their own lives, that's a euphemism. They committed suicide. They could not take on Hamas and Jihad Islami. They said, before we go for Jahannam with bullets there, let us take our own lives. So still they land up in Jahannam and the hellfire. We say good riddance to them. In Rafah, that is the Palestinian side, right next to Egypt. So remember that the Israelis told them, move to safe zone. Where's the safe zone? There's nothing there. They told them, go to Mawasi. What is Mawasi? There's no water there. There's no sanitation there. There's no tents there. So that is Israel and America, war criminals, ethnic cleansing, and war crimes. So this is their legacy. And one settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. Gideon Levy writes, that I shall stand, and I'll be standing firm for Israelis and Palestinians. What is trying to say is, I will not be mourning the death only of Israelis and Jutlas and Zionists. I'll be mourning the death of the Palestinians as well. And he's a Jew and he's part of Israel and the Haaretz editorial team. Israeli army collapses against Hezbollah. Hezbollah has become a very powerful force now, and they're on the northern side of Israel. More than 250,000 Jutlas have run away, and the place is empty. That does not make them Muslim. Hezbollah, Ansarullah are Shias. Iran are Shias, majority of them. So even if they have the Palestinians, we still will call them Hezbollah Shaitan, Ansarul Shaitan, and Kufar. But as a news item, I mention it to you. In Georgia last night, the whole entire night, big demonstration, protest going on. They say the government wants to gag and censor the media and so forth. So the government is pro-Russia, and remember, America is urging on, and obviously they'll be financing this type of protest and so on. But remember that the government seems to be standing firm, and they're 100% behind Putin and Russia. In that was Georgia, and our Georgia in Cape, you know, Southern Cape, if you know. So more than 20 people dead, according to latest estimates. More and more bodies coming out. May Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, make it easy for all the people there. Majority of them will be non-Muslim, but still it is a tragedy for the family and the people as well. One last item I got, and Mona Salim, this is my request. Whenever you have lectures and so forth, in masajid or in the media. We need to address the truth, and we don't have to curry favor with any person, any organization, and any politician, and any government. Remember that. It's very, very sad, you know. Whether here in our Transvaal, Gauteng, or whatever you want to call, Natal, Cape, you find now it is becoming a trend. The Maulana, the Mufti, the Sheikh, the Imam will perform and preside over the nikah. Then those masajid and mosques that have women facilities, now the ladies come there, whether they park, not park, what they bother, majority of them will come. And they will come inside that masjid area, and she's getting married. And then, remember, the groom will go meet her there, embrace, kiss, right in the masjid. All the videos are viral now, what happened in lands and so forth. I met the Maulana yesterday, asked him, what's happening, bhai? He said, we shocked ourselves. So imagine all this happening under our noses and so forth and so on. And don't come tell me it's only happening in one, two masjid. It's happening in various and several mosques and so forth. An absolute shame and absolute disgrace that is. Remember this. Here's our shame and modesty. Your marriage starts on a negative. Not only that, when the groom and the bride are kissing, embracing and so forth, the video man is there. And he's taking all these videos, desecrating the sanctity of the masjid, violating the laws of Islam. Our starting point and foundation of nikah is on the wrong side. So therefore you find your divorce rate spiraling out of control. An absolute disgrace. You, the honorable ulama and imams, you, the respected trustees, you should be making it a law. The last nikah I performed here in Houghton, before I even started my nasiha, I said, brothers, please, no videos, nothing. Every Maulana, every Imam, every Sheikh, every Mufti should do, though. We don't have to curry favor with Mr. Rich Man and Mr. Poor Man or whatever man. We have to speak the truth. When they ask Imam Shafi'i, Rahimahullah, the genius, who was born in Gaza, Imam Malik is your teacher. How come on so many issues you differed with him? He said, Malik, Habibi, I love my teacher. Wal haqqu Habibi, and the truth is more beloved to me than my own teacher. Wal haqqu ahaqqu ayyutaba. We must follow the truth without fear and favor. You sisters, you families, all of you are doing absolute haram. For women to come to masjid, our fatwa in this day and this age is haram. Remember that. Makkah Mukarrama, you go inside to perform tawaf and so forth. But even there, from the time of Nabi alayhi salatu salam, whether it was Makkah, whether it was Medina Munawwara, the Master alayhi salam told them, you'll get more reward in reading your salat there in your homes, now the hotels and so forth. Clear cut ahadith, open Targheeb with Targheeb, go open Abu Dawood and various compilations. So remember, the conditions are not there. Medina Munawwara, you have to go inside the masjid to offer salat and salam and Riyadul Jannah and so forth. But this, what is happening now, can never ever be condoned. It must be condemned, and condemned very, very seriously. So before things go out of hand, inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi rajiun. Okay, let me give you the program for today, inshallah al-aziz. 8:30 to 9, Mawazaid will interview me, inshallah, regarding Ashratu Sa'a, the various signs of Qiyamah. We can see so many of it already in front of our eyes. Then between 1 and 2, tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran. And thereafter, inshallah, 2 to 2:30 will be our report back trip to Heidelberg, my hometown. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Wonderful trip. Allah Qabool for my Allah accept. And then at night, inshallah, Al-Aziz with Afiz Wadi, the Q&A. And live, it will be inshallah, inshallah, Al-Aziz on Radio Al-Ansar International, Sirius FM, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Maulana, we have 16, 17 minutes, inshallah. So let's fire up with the Q&A. Barakallahu fik.
Mufti Sahab, when running between Safa and Marwa, and we lose count as to how many times we ran, what do we do in a case like this?
It's straightforward. You must remember that you don't run through Safa and Marwa completely. you will see that Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, you will see that there are two green lights. So only for the men there, they will make sa'i. Sa'i means that you will walk fast, not running like you're running in the Comrades Marathon or you are taking part in the Two Oceans Marathon or something. So sa'i, sa'i means you will make haste, and only for men. Women will walk at their normal pace, remember that. So it's simple, you can't get confused unless your fuses are blown. You start at Safa, you end off at Marwa. Safa to Marwa 1, Marwa to Safa 2. So whenever you are at Marwa is odd numbers. So 1, 3, 5, 7. So you will start at Safa and you will end at Marwa. So therefore, easy, you won't get confused. And you must start at Safa. Some simple Simons, they start at Marwa and they go in the wrong direction. Quickly, story time. My one cousin, first time in his life, you'll understand, he came to Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Munawwara. He and his wife, both of them confused. He passed away, Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus. So I asked him, you don't come for one of my lectures? He said, the way my legs are paining. I said, what you mean your legs are paining? He tell me, your sister, meaning his wife, she's my family member, your sister made me walk and walk. We never made Safa Marwa 7 times, we made 14 times. You see the ignorance of the Ummah. He went from Safa to Marwa, came back to Safa and counted it as 1. Then Safa to Marwa, then back to Safa 2. So obviously that's wrong. You made double the amount. So Safa to Marwa 1, Marwa to Safa 2. So once you reach Marwa, all the odd numbers. And once you reach Safa, so that will be the even numbers. You will start at Safa and end off at Marwa. Quickly, another masla, another issue you all should know. For tawaf, you must have wudu when you go round and round the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafah. For Safa Marwa, the Sa'i, obviously desirable, meritorious, virtuous to have wudu. But let's say while you're walking or so, your wudu breaks, wind comes out. We're not saying now you must go pollute the area, but it happens sometime, wind comes out, so you just carry on and your Safa Marwa Sa'i will still be valid. So wudu is not a prerequisite and condition for the valid of Sa'i, so that much also we should know.
Mufti Sahib, you guys allow your sponsors to sponsor haram radio stations that does Mother's Day messages yesterday. How can you associate yourself with Radio Al Ansar?
Remember, I told you 101 times that I am live here on Merkez Sahaba. If any radio station patches in, sometime with our permission, sometime without our permission, what can we do? We can't do anything. Yes, I myself will tell you that we will say that Ansar Radio is taking this program or Sirius FM is taking, but I speak the truth. I told you 100 times, not once, Mother's Day is haram, to promote it is haram, everything is haram, so you must remember these type of things here. So you must remember that we must speak about these type of things. You see, but you are jealous of it. Jealous of why? I never took a cent from them. You can ask them. I'm doing program for 20 years with them, Ansar, and with Sirius FM for about 10 years or more. For Radio Wave, Voice of the Cape, I used to do program for 13 years. I never took a cent from them. So we must be clear on this, that when thousands or hundreds of people embrace Islam and so forth. So that is our message. Any avenue we can get, we will use it, so that the message of Islam must go out far and wide to the world. And what is wrong on any station, remember that I was on CII. How many a time? 17 full years I was with them. Then we came this side to Merkez with Allah's help, the Barakah Wasila of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and the Capital Group. So mashallah, we indebted to them. They spend hundreds of thousands here on us, you must remember, just for the sake of deen. And mashallah, so what you want? I must leave Ansar and then you will gap in? So don't come talk your nonsense here, please. So you must remember these type of things here. Kul mutu bi ghaydikum. You can freck for my part. Go.
Mufti Sahib, we make qurbani when we go for Hajj. Why do people say we must make one at home and also when we are not even here? It doesn't make sense.
Islam is not my sense and your sense. Quran says, يؤمنون بالغيب. You must believe in the unseen. So remember that Sahaba came and they asked, ما هذه الأضاحي يا رسول الله? What is this Qurbani Udhiyah? So the Master alayhi salam said, هي سنة أبيكم إبراهيم. It is the sunnah of your father, spiritual father Ibrahim. Go open the hadith, is mentioned in Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hadith in Ibn Majah, man wajada sa'atan, if a person can afford it to make the qurbani, falam yudahi, and he didn't make the qurbani, fala yaqrabanna muswallana, he shouldn't even come near the Eidgah and for Eid Salat. So what a wa'id it is. So whether you're in South Africa, Hammanskraal, or Hong Kong, or Turkey, or wherever, so according to Hanafis, the Eidul Adha qurbani is wajib. And remember, according to majority scholars, it is sunnat or sunnat al-kifaya. Few people do it, it will suffice for everybody. So that is already here. So now, yesterday people left for Hajj, today people are leaving for Hajj. If you're following the Hanafi school, then and you're performing tamattu Hajj, which we will encourage, فَمَنْ تَمَتَّعَ بِالْأُمْرَةِ إِلَى الْحَجِّ فَمَسْتَيْسَرَ بِالْهَدِ. So remember that Quran Kareem states, when you performing tamattu qiran hajj, but for us is tamattu now because you're going first time, so it means umrah only when you fasten the ihram and then hajj only. So you must slaughter the hadi, what you call dhamme shukr, that must be done. You must remember there in Makkah, Mina, so there the place is specified, so it must be done there. You can't do it where you feel like. And your udhiyah, your qurbani, that you can do anywhere, so any part of the world, India, Pakistan, Malawi, Bangladesh, South Africa, wherever you want to. So the masla and the fatwa verdict will be according to Hanafis that it will be done both places. Your annual qurbani, you do it in South Africa or wherever you want. And your hajj one, your hadi, your dhamme shukr must be done there. Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis, you just make your hajj one and that will suffice. And the qurbani, your Bakri Eid, Udhiya, and your, you understand, Eidul Adha qurbani, even if the year is not compulsory upon them. Few people do it and that will suffice. If you want about the Hajj one, then open Surah Baqarah chapter 2 and verse number 196. Almighty Allah speaks of it. And if you want about the annual Bakri Eid Qurbani Udhiyah, open Surah Kawthar, which every Muslim is supposed to know. And what Almighty Allah states, فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ, chapter 108 and verse 2. Perform your Eid Salat for the love and pleasure of Allah and go and sacrifice and slaughter. So the Amr, the compulsion is there as well. Hanafis use that as a dalil and evidence. It is wajib. So therefore, we should not look for loopholes. We should do our ibadat lovingly, willingly. Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mati lillahi rabbil alameen. My salat, my qurbani, my life, my death, everything is solely, only for Almighty Allah Jalla wala.
Mufti Sahib, I have a son, he's 18 years old, not financially stable. I'm not financially well off, he wants to get married. What do I do? I'm a single parent with no help from anyone.
Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the hadith mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, Ya ma'ashara shabab, O you group of youngsters, man istata'a minkum ulba'a, whosoever of you can get married, provided you have the physical and financial means, fill your tazawwaj, then get married immediately, you 18 to 19, 20, 21, and so forth. And fa'innahu aghaddu lil basari wa ahsanu lil farj, yet will keep your gazes down, protect your private part. وَمَلَّمْ يَسْتَتِي, you don't have the financial means, then you can't get married. You can't bring somebody's daughter in your house and make life miserable for her. فَعَلَيْهِ بِصَوْمِ, he must fast every day, every second day, third day. فَإِنَّ الصَّوْمَ لَهُ وِجَاعَ, and this fasting will crush and break his desires. So tell him that he must fast as much as possible. He must start working, do double job and so forth. Cry to Allah Ta'ala and inshallah Allah will open the doors for him. Chapter 65, verses 2 and 3. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. When a person is through taqwa and piety, so Almighty Allah will make a way out for him. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. And Almighty Allah will give him risk and sustenance from such avenues where he never anticipated and expected.
Mufti Sahib, what happens while making ramal for men in Hajj? We forget to make the ramal.
Remember, ramal means that when you are in ihram, like now people are going to Medina, most South Africans and others, after their 8, 9, 10 days there, whatever it is, then they fasten ihram and go there to Makkah Mukarrama. They go by bus or taxi or train or plane, whatever. Now majority people are saying are going by train. So be that as it may, so when they come to Makkah Mukarrama, for the men, before you start your umrah, you must take cognizance of two things. You, the men only, you will open your right shoulder. That is called istibah. It's only for the men and for all 7 rounds. The right shoulder will be open. When you finish your 7 rounds, sabatu ashwatin, and your tawaf is finished, then you close the right shoulder. Before you start reading your 2 rakat salat for tawaf and so forth, and during Safa Marwa also it will be closed. So all 7 rounds it will be exposed. Ramal is the first 3 rounds. You walk very, very briskly and so forth. You walk fast, like, you know. So remember, that's also only for the man. If you forgot it, you forgot the ramal or istiba, it's sunnah. There is no sadaqah, no penalty, nothing. Just make tawbah. Chapter 2, verse 286, the last verse of Surah Baqarah. Rabbana na la tuakhidna in nasina aw akhtana. Oh beloved Allah, do not take us to task and punish us for that which we did forgetfully or inadvertently, unintentionally. So there's no penalties or anything. Therefore we say, O Muslim, O Hujjaj, O Mu'tamirin, O Zairin, don't perform a Hajj, a Umrah, a Ziyarat just like that. Perform a quality Hajj, quality Umrah, quality Ziyarat to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We go physically, mentally, spiritually, well prepared. Fulfill our duty with beauty. Allah grant us tawfiq.
Mufti Sahib, I was told Hajj is 5 days only. How is it that some people only do it in 4 days?
Remember, we encourage all of you to do it over 6 days. And that is what the Quran Sharif is teaching us. On the first day of Hajj, then you will go from Makkah, Aziziyah to Mina. So there you will read your 5 daily salat. So your Zuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, all that you will read. You will spend the night there. And then after sunrise from Mina to Arafat, you will go. I encourage everybody to go by bus. You shouldn't walk there, especially you South Africans. We are chaglas. You know the chagla is a Mammon word. We are spoiled brats, you know. So we can't walk. This is walking in 40-50 degrees heat. And by the time you reach there, it's 3 hours walk. Then when the exact time comes for dua, you flat and tired, retired. I saw so many people, when the time is for dua, they fast asleep because they came walking. I don't encourage walking. The others you can walk. But Mina to Arafat, that is the greatest day of Hajj and in your life. So then the second day and third day, remember, you have to pelt only the big shaitan. You're slaughtering the hadi, dhamme shukr, shaving the hair and so forth. Then if you can manage, do tawaf ziyarat that day, but we encourage the people to go the next day. Then 11, 12, 13 is pelting all 3 jamarats, all 3 symbolic shaitans. Surah 2, chapter 2 and verse number 203. فَمَنْ تَعَجَّلَ فِي يَوْمَيْنِ, who makes haste and they go away after pelting 11th and 12th, then remember there is no sin upon them. That is fatwa and the verdict. وَمَنْ تَأَخَّرَ, whoever stays till the 13th and you pelt in the afternoon, that is the proper way according to the fatwa of all 4 schools and what Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam did and the Master alayhi salam taught us. Hadith, خُذُوا أَنِّي مَنَاسِكَكُمْ, that that hadith in Sahih Muslim, take from me your actions of Hajj and Umrah and everything. So وَمَنْ تَأَخَّرَ فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ لِمَنِ اتَّقَى. This is taqwa, piety. Chapter 2, verse 203. So everybody should make intention of remember 6-day Hajj. That's what we do, that is what we encourage, and so forth. Allah qabul farmai. People perform Hajj 2 days, 3 days, 4 days. You'll see the people who are there, the Saudis or people who are got Iqama, that Arafat day, they just finish up and then they come next day and they finish with everything. 2 day Hajj, 3 day Hajj. So all this, they don't pelt, or they just tell somebody else to pelt. So all that is haram and not permissible.
Mufti Sahib, I'm the only daughter. How much inheritance do I inherit from my parents when they pass on?
You don't have any brother, meaning your parents don't have any son. If you are wahida, one and alone daughter, then you will inherit half, 50%. So if they left 100,000, you'll get 50,000. But if with you, there is your brother, the son of the deceased, biological son, then the ratio will be, Quran Kareem states, Surah 4, verse number 11, that what does Quran Kareem state? That لِذَكَرِ مِثْلُ حَذِّ الْأُنْسَيَيْنِ. Then for the male, there'll be double of that than the female. So sometimes you'll ask questions half. So therefore, I have to put both parts of it so that there's no confusion or your fuses don't get blown. Last question.
If I don't have any doubts concerning my food and groceries, and only certain alim say you must grow your own food and not eat food bought from non-Muslim stores.
So remember, that's the weakness of your iman. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that da'a ma yuribuka ila ma la yuribuk. Leave that which puts you into doubt and choose and opt for that in which is no doubt. So you are what you eat. So remember authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. So therefore we reject what you are saying. Today you see that these halal logos and so forth, on top is farq flesh, is a spoke, is haram, of the pig, of the swine, and at the bottom they got halal food, halal stickers. You can eat all that. So remember, absolutely haram and not permissible. Today there's a whole halal, I mean, to buy meat and chicken and all from non-Muslims, I'm dead against that. We say it's not permissible. Barakallahu fiqh. Salaamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.